Hello, this is Lorenzo, and welcome to Podcast Open Mic. This is our 12th edition, and I have in the studio Davey Hathbeard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you bet. So where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Biddeford, Maine. Then we eventually moved to the Portland area. I actually did Blunt Youth Radio for about a year or so in high school, and then after high school, I went up to UMaine and stuck it out there for 4 years, and now I'm back in the area just working at Bull Moose for the time being, trying to figure out what I want to do. Haven't decided if I want to do anything with my degree quite yet or if I just want to wait a little bit on that.
And I put a flyer at Bull Moose and you found it.
So I did.
I feel so good about that.
That's the one. Yep.
Great. So what are you going to do for us today?
This is a song called Dumb Luck, which is about there came a point in my fourth year up at UMaine where I was really dead set on becoming a teacher, and then almost within a few months kind of realized it might not be for me. And here I was in my fourth year, heavily invested into this program, and all of a sudden it felt like the bottom had fallen out under me, and I kind of wondered, you know, what do I do after this? I feel like I've only gotten this far on, you know, dumb luck, as it were, and this was one of the things I did during that time period was, I guess, I wrote this song.
Okay, Davey Hathbeard.
I don't know where I stand. It's clear I'm gonna fall. It's even more apparent that I don't care at all. It's all in my head. At least that's what I'll tell myself. Is it really all that bad? Hanging from the shelf, my head is filled with things that I'm not sure about. Where can I go when all this dumb luck runs out? Halfway there, and I feel a breeze rolling in the rising air. Could it really be much worse? Living inside my head, I don't think it's much different than waking up half dead. How did I get here? I was so sure I figured it.
Okay, so you're doing better now? Have you figured it out, you think?
I like to think so. At the very least, I feel like I'm in a much better spot. I don't feel as uncertain about where I might end up. I guess at that time it was like that worry of, I'm not okay right now, so I'll never be okay. And I've since obviously kind of taken a step back and been like, well, I'll be fine. Like, wherever I end up, I can make the best of it, and I shouldn't worry about things like that. I mean, I come from a family where my dad had no clue what he was doing until he was in his late 30s, and now he loves his job, and I mean, the idea of, I don't know, spending so much energy worrying about your job seems a little silly when it's really everything else in your life that you should be more concerned with.
So if someone wanted to get your music, where can they find it?
It's just davyhalfbeard.bandcamp.com. I also have other things kind of sprinkled throughout the internet, like YouTube. I'm on there at some point. I actually recently just had a 7-inch single kind of cut at the moment. It didn't come out too great, the quality of the pressing on it, I guess. It was a lathe cut, so I'm not selling those quite yet. I'm trying to figure out how to work those into like a free giveaway thing. But I do have a bunch of cassette tapes that I've recorded onto, just because that was the cheapest format and easiest, most accessible thing for me to do. So I've got about 6 or 7 of those kicking around online.
Cassettes are very hip.
I'm very much into them. I have a big collection of them. I get so excited when anybody puts out a cassette. So more power to that format.
Great. And do you play out at all?
I did a lot up in Orono. I've been trying to get my foot in the door in some places in the Portland area. I haven't quite figured out a good spot for that, but I'm certainly hoping to branch into that, especially during the summer. And I know that'll be just another thing to look forward to at this point, which is great.
Okay. And I guess I have to ask, how did you become Davy Halfbeard?
Yeah. When I was a sophomore in college, my facial hair was very patchy. And before the first time I ever performed, my best friend and I were kicking around in my room. And I can't remember what we were talking about, but the topic of pirates came up. And I was like, oh, if I was a pirate, my name would be Davy Halfbeard, because I only have, like, a very patchy beard. And later that night at the open mic, the guy who was announcing me just couldn't pronounce my last name for the life of him. And so out of nowhere, my best friend's like, just call him Davy Halfbeard. And that kind of stuck since then, and that's just what I use. I haven't thought of anything better.
So. Oh. I must say, it's a fine beard now.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. So if you'd like to send me an original song and either perform it or, you know, play it live, or if you want to bring a recording of it, I'm good either way. Just drop me a line at podcastopenmic, that's M-I-C, @gmail.com. And I'm Lorenzo, and we'll talk again soon.